Incendiary Radio. If you don't like that guitar, you're gay. Anyway, back to the... I wanted to get to this stuff. This stuff's brilliant. We got Kyle Hunt from Renegade Broadcasting, RenegadeTribune.com.
You're going to have to do a music show over on our network sometime.
Yeah, man. I've been checking out you and Sean, and you guys got some good stuff going on over there. I'm digging some of the stuff you guys choose as well. I was a music person way before I was a awakened Gentile, as you would say. So I was into the gamut of crazy music ever since I was a young kid. Some reason I got sucked into that world. That was my first love. Now my real second love is doing battle with the freak show pedo Kabbalist Talmudist freaks that want to enslave the planet. And so it's a mixed bag, and you know, some of the stuff I'm into, some people could construe as dark, but you know, so what? There's bigger fish to fry, and you know, we all have our tastes, but I try to give the listeners a lot of different sounds, and I get just as much feedback from the music as I do from the content.
I've heard that sometimes when you get the callers, some of the older gentlemen, particularly the Christians, who don't appreciate some
of these. Well, I mean, it's all good. Yeah, you got to deal with what you got to deal with. All right. Mr. Producer. Let's go back to this real quick. We got to get to the Jones stuff, though, because it's all building up to that. Let's hit 2301 on False Flag Weekly News.
Hey, man, on top of the importance of showing the necessity and the existence of honorable law enforcement, and we're also looking for the rising of honorable military. And at this point, I would say in terms of the U.S., you know, the Veteran Corps, the only person who's actually gone to the point of fulfilling their oath based on speaking the truth is the Marine veteran Ken O'Keefe, who understands that the deepest commitment to fulfilling the oath to defend the Constitution includes from domestic enemies, and that the way to do it is through courageous free speech. And that's the way that we're gonna renew our society.
You can stop that there. Actually convict now people. There's more veterans out here like myself that are trying to do the same thing. And so I'm not at Ken O'Keefe's level, but I'm not the only one. You know, he's not the only one out here that's trying to do the right thing. That people that got sucked into the propaganda to join the military, to serve their country, you get sent off into crazy places around the planet. You don't know why, because they tell you to. And so, therefore, you know, you do things. A lot of these guys end up doing things that. Why do you think the suicide rate is where it's at? Because a lot of these guys realize what they got sent off to do was, let's say, in the service of a bunch of evil agendas. And this, you know, this really it tugs at my heartstrings to hear that, you know, these guys that join the military are killing themselves at such high rates. Now, I think there's something else cocktailed here. The SSRI, psych med angle, some of these people might be taken out because they're that dangerous of individuals, especially the spec ops types. And so there's a confluence of things going on here, Kyle. But I... You know, they want to dope these guys up, and then the ones that are really hardcore fighters, some of them might be actually being taken out by the Bolshevik wackos that are loyal to the, let's say, far left kind of anti-white, anti-American agenda. So there might be that layer there. But
they're obviously very scared of them. Jewesses like Barbara Boxer and Feinstein have come out and said that these the veterans need to be disarmed because, you know, pretty much all of them have PTSD. But when they're over there in the Middle East, oh, yeah, give them all the weaponry you can. Yeah. Even while they're on some of these medications, you know, dope them up, get them out there, get them fight. Doesn't matter if they're insane while they're out there. You know, we'll just be able to cover it up. But when they get back here, no weapons for them.
Well, I've said this many times on the program. I'm like, yeah, while you got the uniform on, you're everybody's buddy. The moment you take that uniform off and you become back into society, then guess what? The entire apparatus of the executive branch aligns itself and it turns on you, like somehow now you've become a pariah. Now you're something
domestic
to worry about.
Terrorist.
Yes. And so this is what's the sick, twisted, degenerate nature of the scum that run, especially the executive branch. But if you really look at the judicial branch is what I really have been trying to focus in on. The overrepresentation of Jewish people in the judgeships, whether it's federal, state, local, this is why they can get away, folks, with things that are completely repugnant to the Constitution, the Founding Fathers' vision, and everything else, because you've got a Talmudic Jewish supremacists sitting with a black robe on the bench. They don't give a rat's ass about that Constitution. They swear they're cold nidre, and next thing you know, when they say, hey, I solemnly swear, it doesn't matter. They took that oath to the right. Constitution. They swore the cold nidre last year, and people just don't understand the basics here, that they give themselves insulation against any contract or oath they take for the entire ensuing year, and they can sit on the bench and do whatever they want, Kyle. I mean, it's just
Being a good Jew. They really do put the Jew in judicial, and in the United States in particular, it's just overwhelming. As you said, from the top to the bottom, it's vast overrepresentation.
Yeah, let's continue on, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and resume.
Okay. Next story. Please do not post photos or video of police operations online. This looked like a rebuke to Richard Gutschar, who tweeted his pre-positioning in front of the Munich terror attack. But actually, it's probably just the police not wanting to contaminate the media with any true images of what really happened at any of these events.
If anybody's trying to hide evidence, whether it's from 9/11 to the alleged Bin Laden raid to Orlando shootings to Nice, that's the evidence of a conspiracy to commit terrorism, I believe.
And speaking of conspiracies,
it's a crime.
How about the Clash of Civilizations French church attack? We had an 84-year-old priest killed, four people taken hostage, armed men. Again, it's always claimed by ISIS. The older priest has his throat cut. This is so ridiculous and so completely un-Islamic. Washington Post, in our next slide, shows that it looks like...
All right,
like,
stop it there, Mr. Producer, and go ahead and forward to the next segment. Well, I'm not going to say that is un-Islamic, because I have the Quran. I've read it. And let's just say this, if you take the parts of the Quran literally, there are parts that are completely hostile to people outside of Islam. And so, you know, Barrett's a Muslim. And so, you know, when you watch False Flag Weekly News, let's just say, just like Alex Jones is soft on the Jewish mob, Barrett will be soft on the Islamic mob. And so all of us that are – go ahead.
It's how it's interpreted. Well, and yes. You could also look at the Bible itself. You know, you look at the original text, the Torah, the Old Testament. It pretty much calls for terrorism and even worse. It allows for genocide. So
calls for animal genocide. I mean, come on, leave the animals alive.
That doesn't mean throughout history that every single Muslim or every single Christian has been a genocidal maniac. No, it just means that there are people that could teach this text in such a way that it inspires mass murder.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you get into the New Testament, it's a complete divergence from that aspect of the Old Testament. And so, you know, we can get into that at a later date. Yeah. Let's start at 30:26, Mr. Producer.
Tony, speaking of September 11th criminals, he's rumored to be Trump's choice to head Homeland Security. Jeremy, it's time for We Are Change to get back into action. You guys dogged Giuliani out of the presidential race in 2008. Everywhere he went, you got in his face on camera and asked him, hey, you're on record saying that you knew that the towers were coming down before they did. Why didn't you tell the firemen? And then he lied and said, oh, I never knew that. I knew that. And then, boom, we got the video of the network interview on 9/11 itself, where he talks about how he was told that the towers were coming down ahead of time.
Stop it there, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and forward to 4058. So Giuliani, who's reputed to be Trump's pick for DHS, the guy that was supposed to be up in Building 7, Kyle, this reinforced emergency operations center, where the same place where the SEC investigation of Enron was at and the CIA big operation was at. Giuliani just miraculously wasn't in the building that day, but yet he knew that the towers were coming down, but he let all those firemen and first responders get whacked.
Mm, yeah. Well, we need to always think about 9/11 here and what they did there and how it relates to everything we're seeing, such as how they picked up all the Israelis, not just the dancing Israelis, but also, what was it, 50 plus? Fox News initially ran a story on this and then pulled it. It was never seen again. They were getting a little too close to the truth, not the whole truth, but no, they just sent them packing back to Israel. And then when they were on Israeli when they were on Israeli TV, these art students said that they were there to document the event on September 11th. So think about
Kyle, how did all those dump trucks, hundreds of them, how were they all in line to start carting away that steel immediately after the frickin' all the buildings fell? Yeah. I mean Giuliani wasn't involved in that.
Advanced knowledge, Building 7, the BBC reporting that it fell, the Solomon Center fell 20 minutes before it actually did. You see it in the background there. Of course, advanced knowledge, and that's what Gutjahr would have to have if these events were even real. Advanced knowledge to set up for Nice and to be there then in Munich. And, having this happen, you should, if you had a legitimate intelligence service, you'd say, hey, hold on a second, this guy's ISIS's cameraman. Wouldn't you pick him up and you charge him with some kind of conspiracy? You'd think.
Yeah. Let's go to the next segment. I think it's 3748, Mr. Producer.
I would call the controlled right media, like the InfoWars crowd, is that this is basically just another layer of the alleged terrorism that was going on during the Cold War. That it's the left that's teaming up with Islam to take down the West. And so what we're actually seeing is a Zionist addition to the old school Cold War terrorism milieu. And one other thing is that the other thing that Gladio was key to focus on was that what they wanted to do was they wanted to make everybody feel threatened. So it was an emphasis on soft targets. This could happen to you at any place. It could be at a celebration on a promenade. It could be at a mall. And no one is safe here. It could be at a gay nightclub. You know, so that's part of it. It's this general.
All right, stop it there, Mr. Producer. That was brilliant. Forward to 4058. So he's saying, look, the InfoWars types are basically saying that the left, the Bolshevik left, is somehow aligned with the Islamists to take down the West, but it's actually that Zionist cover. And then he goes into the emphasis of Gladio and soft targets. And what have we been seeing, Kyle, in Nice, the Bastille Day, in Munich, a mall, in the priest in Normandy? Soft targets. Isn't this, I mean, this is just so indicative of the Gladio template that it makes us want to vomit, but the rest of the listeners got to realize this ain't our first rodeo.
We should probably get Chertoff nude body scanners, the rapey scans. Every time you leave your house, you should have to go through a rapey scan to make sure that you're not a threat to anybody.
Yeah, put a butt plug in you to make sure there's nothing up your rear end. Yeah.
Well, you know. All right. Go ahead.
All right, 4058, Mr. Producer, go ahead and play it.
That as well. Well, how about Turkey? This is just speaking of geopolitics. We had a very interesting week on follow-ups on this Turkey coup. We learned that General John F. Campbell was the mastermind, according to sources close to the investigation. Of course, these coups are virtually always U.S. operations. The U.S. has overthrown dozens of countries since World War II. And there's a huge protest now, as we see in the next slide, an ongoing protest at the Incirlik Air Base in Adana, Turkey. I actually toured Turkey a couple of years ago with
All right, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer, and forward to 4437. So I've been trying to break this down in the last few weeks, Kyle, whether Erdogan would false flagged himself, whether it was a Western, like a NATO CIA type MI6 coup. Now he's trying to throw this Campbell guy under the bus. Other people are throwing this Breedlove guy under the bus. Your thoughts right now on Turkey, just a brief kind of summation of the way they got this base supposedly surrounded where nukes are involved, Erdogan rounding up people, mass graves, purge. What's your thoughts right now on that?
Well, just conspiracy theory. You know, I was looking at the Drudge Report here, and I see on the sideline, the right side, conspiracy theories swirl around murder of DNC staffers.
Yeah, and the Seth, next one, Rich, yeah.
Yeah, the next one, Christians pay prices, Turkey turns to Islam. And then right under that, one ISIS attack every 84 hours in Europe. And of course, Turkey's been tied to ISIS. And then right under that, Netanyahu criticizes European support for anti-Israel groups. And then right under that, in capital letters, Hunt, H-U-N-T, because it was written by a Hunt. Get ready for an unpredictable election. So
listen to this, Kyle. Yeah. Now, and I got some clips pulled up. I don't know if we'll be able to get to them, but Gary Franchi over at Next News, I think, 3 million refugees, Turkey's threatening the EU, basically, we're going to unload all these refugees on you. And then other people, the AP, are saying that Erdogan's got mass graves ready for all these people that he's purged. So it kind of leads you to the thought that, yeah, maybe these clowns that run our governments did try to pull a coup. Now, I'm going to play a clip in a second. We're coming up on a break, but Kevin Barrett thinks Erdogan got word of it, and he let it happen on purpose, lie hop, to where then he would have cover to round up the Gulen, Fethullah Gulen faction in Turkey. Because, see, Turkey's such an important kind of linchpin between the Islamic world and the European world geographically. And then, like, and I've talked about this eschatologically in all the kind of Christian Zionist Bible circles. I mean, this thing is so massive that it's just fascinating to watch this go down. And I try to break it down and I try to keep people up on it. But God, it's so complicated. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's so many different ways that it could have played out. It's hard for us with our limited intel to be able to make too much sense out of it. We can only give our theories oftentimes, present evidence.
Yeah. All right, let's pick this up on the other side, and then we're going to get ready to set up the fat man in Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. Really
trust a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
With Kyle Hunt. Let's do this. Let's play that next clip, 4437.
Erdogan. The reason Erdogan let this coup happen, perhaps, a LIHOP coup, he may have, some of his people may have decided to let them go ahead with it rather than try to shut these people down ahead of time, is precisely because had he stopped these coup plotters ahead of time, number one, how's he going to crack down on the tens of thousands of Gulenists? I mean, without looking like a horrific dictator. So I think he let it happen. He is cracking down, no question. But we have to remember that there is this Gulen cult leader run by the CIA with tens of thousands of adherents, if not more, in Turkey, as well as all over the world, vast network of billions of dollars, all CIA slush funds. And so there are these reports of human rights abuses, which are, of course, you know, I don't know whether to believe them or not, because whether or not there were any such abuses, we know we'd get these in the Western media. The Western media was celebrating this coup as it was happening. They were hoping it would succeed. That shows you who's behind it. And it's all propaganda.
So go ahead and stop it there and forward to that last segment, because that's the powerful one. And it's about the pedophilia rings with Trump, Epstein, Clinton, and the rest of them. But here's the thing. This Gulen character, and you get into Kyle, his little kind of homeschool, kind of private school network here. It's billions of dollars, and it's an Islamic type, private school network, and it's all over the world, and it's really creepy. I'm sure you've dug into this Gulen character, but you could see how, like, both sides of this thing, like, people are going to be torn between this guy false flagging himself, Erdogan, or whether this CIA faction, Gulen, who runs this massive private school network in the United States. He's out of Pennsylvania. The stuff is creepy, and why we would have this kind of thing going on with this purposeful implementation and impregnation of, like, UPS planes flying in full of Muslims in our country, to where even places like Idaho are experiencing children getting sexually assaulted. It's really, really freaky. Go ahead.
Yeah. An important point here, of course, the audience should know, is that just because Erdogan is a not a good man, very much a bad man, implicated in many bad things, it doesn't mean that whoever would be trying to overthrow him would be a good guy. It could be somebody who's even far worse. So you don't need to fall in and pick a side. Be
I made this point, Kyle. Yeah, I made this point. I was like, look, this guy kind of warmed up to the Russians and warmed up to Assad a little bit in Syria. Maybe that's what made the people over here at the NATO side of the house pull the trigger on his behind, because he went off the plantation, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I'm surprised. Yeah,
it's hard to say.
I'm surprised they would do that now that he's become much closer with Israel as compared with back when the release ships to Palestine were taken out by Israel and coming from Turkey.
Yeah, the Mavi Mamra and Ken O'Keefe and a lot of that stuff that went down. It's such a murky subject when you're looking at this kind of greater Israel project and how it's playing out with all the actors in theater, because it's like Turkey is a key player, like the Tarpley faction, this character Tarpley, he's like really throws Erdogan under the bus as a key player in Daesh ISIS. And you could see where his kids were involved in the oil sales and the rest of it. You're just like, man, because you're seeing as far as trying to take down Assad in Syria, it seemed like Erdogan was just like this key player to try to overthrow Assad. And then, but you got this Kurdish faction in here that's really kind of another Western Jewish Israeli kind of factor in the equation. Yeah, to where there's so many things here where like guys like you and I are just trying to keep a basic hold on it, because we see the greater Israel project in the Middle East and as the real impetus behind the whole kind of series of machinations that we're watching. And that's like our big picture, is seeing the destabilization of all these kind of surrounding regimes and trying to break them up, weaken them, so forth and so on. So Netanyahu and the Likudniks can try to expand their borders. And you see this with the settlements and the rest of it kind of on a smaller scale, but it's really a trip to try to get your mind around how this is playing out, because they're trying to suck us into this thing completely, to the point where all of our spec ops types are, over there operating and getting killed. And it's just like, my gosh, all of our best and brightest gets sucked into the Middle East, and a lot of them are getting shot and blown up. And
They're riling people up against Muslims just in the same way as they did after September 11th. They've been very effective at this, and even amongst the pro-whites, and for good reason that people would be upset about this. They're doing real damage to us in so many ways with all the rape, the murder, the torture. It's real. But if we don't look beyond the Muslims, we won't be able to deal with them. Essentially what I'm saying is we don't want to have to fight our way through proxy army after proxy army when potentially we could just get rid of the root cause that is behind all of this, and then more properly deal with these proxy armies that no longer have coordinated leadership and funding. Our governments are the ones who are paying for this terrorism that is taking place, whether it's real or not. And they are very heavily influenced, right in bed with the Jewish elements. The Jewish elements are the ones quarterbacking this. It's very easily proved in many of these instances, or at least there is overwhelming evidence to suggest that we've got a real serious problem here with these Jews who are celebrating, just like they celebrate on their mountaintops watching the Gazans getting bombed. They celebrate watching Europe get raped and tortured, and they say that they deserve it. You can look up the reactions on social media. These people are sick, and they are saying in their own publications that they find the Muslims to be natural allies.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. These rabbis, these kind of Chabad, kind of Haredi, kind of type rabbis that say basically it's like, look, we would rather live under a Islamic Sharia system than we would under a Western white European system. There's so much evidence out here that basically Jewry would rather live under Sharia, whatever kind of form it is, even the most mild versus the most hardcore, they would rather have it because they're doing their old lady through a hole in the sheet anyway.
Well, in Spain, that was their golden years when the Jews first let in the Muslim invasion and then thrived in it, being very, very effective administrators and holding all sorts of key influential positions. The Muslims like to portray it like they kept the Jews in check, but they were working hand in hand. And then that's why when Ferdinand and Isabella in Spain kicked out the Muslims in 1492 and leading up to that, then they said they discovered just how tightly intertwined the Muslims and the Jews have been the whole time. They also kicked out the Jews. Now there's some conspiracy theories about that and also the conquest of the New World, and it wasn't like it's made out to be, but regardless, the facts are facts that the Jews let in the Muslim invasion all the way back then and then benefited from it for over 700 years.
Yeah. Let's talk about this real quick. The Maimonides, this guy, he's a legend in Talmudic circles. And this guy is the doctor to the Sultan, the caliphate leader. This is the perfect example of how this works. So you got Maimonides, the legend. I mean, the pimp of pimps in Judaism. He's the doctor of the caliph, the sultan of the Islamic empire. And this is what a lot of people just don't want to, Alex Jones and all the rest of them don't want to realize. It's like you've always had, your Islamic like big stud guy out here out in front, but who's right behind him, being his physician, a Jew. That's just simple mathematics. That's just simple history. And with the Wahhabis and the Donma and Turkey, it's just this kind of thing that was just like, you know what? They want to live in a barbaric, archaic, wacko,
Semitic world. Yes, they're Semitic.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's why I don't mind being called an anti-Semite. honestly, I just don't want it. I don't want to be around it. I don't want it in my lands. It doesn't mean I want to go bomb them, into oblivion in their own lands. And I've said this time and again, it's just how stupid our foreign policy is. And I don't understand how people can't get it. But the official policy can be distilled down to this. Muslims are the most evil terrorist scumbags when they're in their own land, so we need to bomb them into oblivion. But when they come to our lands, Muslims are the fluffiest creatures possible. We need to embrace them in a big rainbow hug.
Yeah. Now, let me read this real quick from Richard Edmondson over at VT. It's hilarious. Determining who's right, the left-wing Jews at Mondawais or the right-wing Jews at the Allgemeiner is not my purpose here. Whether someone in Congress is or isn't an anti-Semite is a trifling matter. And in point of fact, if we had more anti-Semites in the House and the Senate, it would almost surely restore some semblance of balance to our nation's lopsided foreign policy and likely even save us $40 billion over the next 10 years. So all you anti-Semites out there, do your patriotic duty and start running for Congress. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, just a silly kind of paragraph that I found earlier. But yeah. Let's drop the nukes on Jones, all right? You ready?
Yeah, all right, I'm ready to hear this.
Mr. Producer, let's get clip one ready, and then we're going to run through the Alex Jones stuff. We got a few minutes left. And I didn't want to do it like this, but it's just, when you're doing a program, Kyle, you know how it can just go, and you didn't plan it that way. The conversation leads itself, and that's just how it is in talk radio. And those of you who haven't done talk radio, I'm sorry, but I wasn't trying to like wait for the last minute. It just, we get into conversations, it goes that way, and that's how it works. All right, clip one at 10:48. Let's hit it.
And we have seen, remember yesterday, BBC scrubs Ali from Munich Killer's name on TV in articles and on social media. And in some articles, they changed his name to David. Like, here it is. His name's not been officially released, but he's being named locally. That's a weird way to spin it, as David Sanbali.
Okay, stop it right there, man. Mr. Producer.
I mean,
going forward to 11/31. Now, see, here's the psyop here, Kyle. They want you to think that, oh, my gosh, the media, they don't want you to let you to know that a Muslim did this evil attack. But the Jews run the media. And so they're scrubbing the guy's name from Ali to a Jewish name, David. But they want, see, they want the right, Kyle, to bite. They want him to think, oh, my God, see, the media is all in bed with the terrorist Muslims. And so they changed his name. You see what I'm saying?
That's the Lugan press. Yeah, it's the Muslim press, not the Juden press.
Yeah.
Now, I did see something where they referenced him as a tanned German or something
I mean, but that's the psyop, though.
Yeah.
They want us to all freak out and be like, oh, my gosh. Okay. Mr. Producer, I get where you're at. Let's just continue because I got these three clips and I decided to mash them together into one. Just go ahead and resume where you're at.
Oh, whoa. Next level, man. Next level. ISIS always takes responsibility. They always take responsibility. The killers do. But it's never reported until about a week later.
Pause it for a second. Site intelligence tells you that ISIS takes responsibility, folks. Look at all the pictures. Look at all the clips. They always say site up at the top right corner. But go ahead and continue, Mr. Producer.
In fact, I had liberal media in Cleveland many times look at me and say, you're a liar. The mass shooting or the truck that ran over all the people in Nice, he didn't have accomplices. He wasn't Islamic. And it's like in the news, he had five accomplices. In the news, he was being coordinated. It's admitted that it was Al-Qaeda training on how to use a vehicle. It's incredible. By the way,
pause it there. See, it's admitted in the Jewish-owned media that he had all these accomplices. Rita Katz, memory, camera, sight, they all told you this. You see,
I saw it on Breitbart. It's got to be true.
Right. All right. Continue, Mr. Producer.
Big white supremacist movement, a lot of it funded by Saudi Arabia and others, we've learned, that is saying all these jihad attacks are being carried out by Israelis. Now, let me give you the facts, okay? If someone falls on a banana peel, a Jew didn't do it. Radical Islam does exist. It was a false flag to have NORAD stand down to allow the supposed hijackers back and forth when they were on a terrorist list. And that event of 9/11 was used to attack non-radical secular Muslim countries like Iraq and blame them for what the Wahhabists, bare minimum, were involved in on 9/11. So there are events where they're staged or where the door is opened up, and we expose those.
All right, pause it there, Mr. Producer. Go back to 12 minutes right on the head. So you see this layer of, like, disinformation, Kyle? You see how he says that the false flag was just letting them in. Okay, the false flag was standing down and letting some 19 Arabs smash us on 9/11, even though there had to be charges, nukes, whatever you want to say in those buildings. See, you see this sophistication here? Jones is trying to run on all his buffoon audiences.
Oh, yeah. And making it out like we're claiming that every single accident, like somebody slipping on a banana peel, is the fault of Jews.
Yeah.
No, we provide evidence. Yeah. We've got the documents, Alex Jones.
Now, hey, Kyle, listen to this. Now, I want the audience to re-listen. Mr. Producer, have it at 12 minutes. That white supremacist factions funded by Saudi Arabia say that Israelis carried out these last few sequences of attacks. This is the nuclear warfare that I'm declaring on Jones right now. Because, see, he's saying that Kyle and I and Nick and some of the others, that we're funded by Saudi Arabia, that somehow the Wahhabi crypto Jews of Saudi Arabia are giving all of us money. because we want to say that the Israeli intelligence, Amman Mossad gang, are carrying out some of these attacks where we've exposed Richard Guchar, the entire Einat Wilf, I mean, Hebdo, Bataclan, the insanity that we've seen. The Bataclan, the Jewish owners sold the thing a few weeks before Bataclan happened. The Rothschild gang bought Charlie Hebdo right before Hebdo happened, folks. And Jones wants to tell you that that somehow it's slipping on a banana peel, that we're blaming Jewish people in general. Well, no, I'm blaming deep state Jewish actors in the Jewish Talmudic state. Let's play from 12 minutes again, Mr. Producer. You got it? Uh-oh. You got it?
It's incredible. By the way, there's also this big white supremacist movement, a lot of it funded by Saudi Arabia and others, we've learned, that is saying all these jihad attacks are being carried out by Israelis. Now, let me give you the facts, okay? If someone falls on a banana peel, a Jew didn't do it. Radical Islam does exist. It was a false flag to have NORAD stand down to allow the supposed hijackers back and forth when they were on a terrorist list. And that event of 9/11 was used to attack non-radical secular Muslim countries like Iraq and blame them for what the Wahhabists, bare minimum, were involved in on 9/11. So there are events where they're staged or where the door is opened up, and we expose those. But these aren't false flags to blame Muslims, because the controlled global media won't even say it's Muslims and covers it up with Beyond 1984 Newspeak and Ministry of Truth bizarreness.
That's the PSYOP.
They're screaming Allah Akbar and pledging allegiance to ISIS, and they cover it up.
Because Rita Kott
said so. They did that on the 911 tapes from the gay bar. And these other events. The McDonald's attacker.
Really?
The guys that chopped the priest's head off at a started stabbing people today in Normandy. I'm going to try to explain this to you. The false flag is that our governments are letting these people in and covering up what they're doing as a pretext to then take our liberties instead of a police state. That's the false
partially
flag.
True. That's
this
partially
is
true.
Real terror. ISIS is hundreds and hundreds of thousands of fighters and allowed to recruit all over the West. I saw them being protected years ago under the name Al-Qaeda, 5 years ago when they started the Syrian.
Stop it there. You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. Go ahead and forward to 3715. So you see how he's setting this up. This is like the most sophisticated disinformation that could be given to a patriotic, apple pie, hot dog eating, pepperoni pizza eating American. Jones, I got to give it to him. The dude's a beast, and that's why he's worth millions. But that's why he's the top of the food chain. That's why he is who he is. It's because he can give you this nuanced, sophisticated BS while calling his operation InfoWars. Kyle?
Yeah, it should be pretty damn obvious to anybody who's been
paying
attention.
But it's not.
Ever since the Jason Burmess telling the person who said that the Jews control the media
in the bathtub.
to electrocute himself, have a party with his toaster in the bathtub.
Yeah,
he had to get released after that one. But there have been many instances since. It was hysterical when Paul Joseph Watson was asked about Jews controlling the media. His response was kind of like Alex Jones's there, where he says, yeah, there's no evidence. Yeah. There's no evidence that Jews control the media. Sick. When they admit it themselves, time and again, we don't need to cite those citations. People can go find it themselves. They've done it time and again. There are many instances. Or just look for yourself who owns these media corporations. And it's
all
just.
Right. So let's hit this. 3715, go, Mr. Producer.
I mean, it's just the way people think. No wonder some people aren't successful. I can't tell you the so-called liberty movement, how many other talk show hosts and people have come and gone who had talent because all they wanted to do was hijack the movement, control it, and make stuff up about people like it was some kind of junior high prom where everyone's putting out rumors about the quarterback because they're jealous of him. I mean, it's mental illness. I'm in a war to try to defeat tyranny for my family because I believe in a level playing field and know how dangerous tyranny is.
Okay, go ahead, stop it. Forward to 45-50. So see, Kyle, you and I are jealous of this dirt bag because, see, we're not making millions. Because
Never once have I been jealous of that man.
This is the psyop. He's trying to seem like those of us that call out the disinfo that are at these guys that are at the top of the food chain, we're saying, hey, wait a minute, we're jealous of Jones because he's selling brain force and the everything else he sells, and he makes all this money, and he's got the hot chick McAdoo and everything else, and Joe Biggs and Paul Watson and all these guys working for him.
But he's seen Charlie Sheen's hernia.
Yeah, but he's willing to lie to millions of people for that money. You see, and so you and I aren't willing to do that. And this is why, you know, we're jealous of him, because we're not willing to lie, Kyle. We're not willing to sell out our reputation. We're not willing to say, hey, wait a minute, Dylan Stormroof, you and I, 4 days after the godforsaken attack, so-called, on the Charleston church, I brought you on my program. You and I did a bunch of research. We said, wait a minute, this is a bunch of crap. The Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, the Jewish photographer that was hanging with Hillary. That, I mean, I can go back into my notes, but I'm just going off the top of my head. But we call this crap out, and then we're the ones that are fumbling. We're the ones that don't want to go with the narrative because we want to maintain our integrity. And it's just, you know, when I heard this, a bunch of my listeners were like, did you just hear that? And I'm like, you're damn right I did, and I'm going to cover it Sunday night. And so this is what I do. It's like, look, with the big fish in the pond, when the big fish takes a crap on me and wants to lie to me, I'm gonna take a crap back. And this is what it's about. And this is what, you know, this is Magic Talk Radio right here, because me and you are small fries, but we're willing to say, guess what? The big guppy, I'm willing to take a chunk out of your behind.
What is he essentially saying? He's waging war, because what he is saying is that people like us who point out the Israeli connection just by naming Richard Gutjahr and his wife,
we're slipping on. We're blaming a Jew.
But we're in bed with the Saudis, who he labels as being responsible for September 11th.
Yeah.
Therefore, he is essentially calling us terrorists, anti-Jewish terrorists, for telling the truth here.
It's fascinating, isn't it? All right, let's go to the next segment, 45-50, Mr. Producer.
But I'll tell you this, history's actors that are in opposition to the planetary dictatorship and the eugenics program, they're on the same page as InfoWars, because InfoWars is a clear-eyed, historically based, researched battlefield analysis compendium and a chronicle of the human struggle. And then there's the responsibility, not a power trip. That you're doing a terrible job, but you're the best there is.
Stop it. Oh, wait. Resume that for a second. Resume it. Go ahead.
Some highly decorated special forces soldiers, famous in their work, not Tim Kennedy, some other guys. One guy with more kills than Chris Kyle, Army. And I said, when I think about this, I get tears in my eyes, and it's embarrassing about what we're up against and the fact that we could beat it. People would just wake up, and they said, no, that's what everybody who's out there doing everything, putting everything into it. And then you're sad that people are unconscious and aren't awake and don't know what's going on.
Mr. Producer. Go ahead and forward to 5018. So, you know, Jones is this pimp. He's talking to guys in the Army that got more kills than Chris Kyle. You see Kyle Hunt. That you see, he's talking to studs, guys that have whacked more people for Zog than the next guy.
Wasn't he once against these globalist wars?
Isn't that amazing how this transformation happens, that now he's on board with all the Spec Ops boys, Tim Kennedy, and guys that got more kills than Chris Kyle, these evil Muzzies. You see, wait a minute. I thought we were killing the evil Muzzies because the neocons and the Bush crime family and the rest of them are telling us to, and we shouldn't be killing them.
Yeah. Yep. You compare what he's saying now to what he used to say. Oh, the transformation has been drastic. And even back then, what he was saying was not correct and very misleading.
Right. But what I'm saying is
this. What I'm saying is it's gotten so mainstream. Yeah. It is neocon.
Yeah, well, think about it. He's buddied up to Drudge, Joe Farah of WorldNet Daily, Milo and Breitbart. Okay, him and Beck don't play well. Mormon Mafia buffoon Beck, who's imploding as we speak. He's a turd. He latched himself onto this idiot Ted Cruz, and now Cruz looks like he's a sinking ship. But the whole thing, you know, this whole Messiah figure, priesthood, Beck, I mean, that stuff was retarded. But anyway, but Jones, now he's hanging out with the Spec Ops boys. You see, he's a badass. And, you know, he's been lifting weights and taking his vitality and the rest of it. And so now you're not willing to call out that guy that's killed all those people for no reason because your corrupt, sick government, the technocracy, the eugenicists, the globalists have sent our boys over there, but yet you're kicking it with them and they're awake. But are they awake calling out the Jewish power structure that runs our filthy government that AIPAC buys on every 2 years, the House of Representatives, where you got to sign a pledge to AIPAC and in the Israeli state, where they fleece us of billions constantly while they mow the lawn in Palestine? I mean, with our Iron Dome and the rest of this crap, the Apaches. I mean, it's just this is the utter mental illness of our society. And we got one more clip to play, but go ahead, Kyle.
I'm waiting for Alex Jones to do a tribute to Baruch Goldstein.
Yeah, went into the mosque and killed those Muzzies. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hit the last clip, 5018, Mr. Producer.
Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Koch brothers, the Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros, they're all against Donald Trump. And if you don't support Donald Trump, you're a moron. It has never been clearer that Donald Trump is taking the globalists for a run for their money and going all out. And I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Donald Trump has pledged to me directly, I'm going to just stop right there, that he is going to fight the New World Order, and he knows what's going on. He's aware of it, and he's never backing down.
Stop it. Stop it. We got a few minutes left. Kyle, Donald Trump has pledged to me directly he's going up against the New World Order with Rudy Giuliani as his potential DHS secretary.
Lucky Larry will be there, too. Yeah, all the good boys.
His good friend, Larry Silverstein. Yeah.
Well, you know, the New World Order is actually a Saudi invention. I don't know if you know about this, but the Saudis came up with that.
It's WW. Worldwide Wahhabi Entertainment.
Well, actually, I think that's where WWW comes from. It's got to be Worldwide Wahhabi
Web.
Web. That's it. That's the conspiracy here, folks. The Saudis control the internet. Mike Cernovich, again, here's the direct quote from his tweet. "Jews control the media," in quotations, "was a myth created by Saudis. They own the people who own the media. The Saudis are the big dogs." That's
two Saudis. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but and this is
so many people running cover for these people. It's so obvious. They have to come up with these ridiculous conspiracy theories of Saudis pulling the strings in these shadowy positions when it's very, very obvious where the ownership lies.
Well, let me just say this. We got a couple minutes left. If you're listening right now and you don't send this show that Kyle and I just did, 3 hours, we didn't take phone calls, we covered a lot of ground. If you don't send this show to the entire universe, I think that something's wrong with you, because I think we covered a realistic approach, a you know, not a lot of emotion. There was, I think it was logical. It was strategic. And I think it was like, look, this is how we're both seeing it. And if this show does not go completely viral out here into the universe, I think there's something wrong with you as listeners. Because, look, I don't have an axe to grind in this thing. I just want to sow justice into the universe, into the zeitgeist, whatever you want to call this. And I know Kyle's pretty much the same way. It's about, you know, being able to look at yourself in the mirror the next morning after you do a show like this and say, you know what, I did my best and I was trying to be as honest as I can. And I know you feel the same way, Kyle. It's just like, look, this is what I do. When I get behind the microphone, I'm sitting in my attic right now with the window unit upstairs. This is what it is. And I'm not trying to sway you into some BS. I'm not making a dollar off of this. I've paid into my network. There's nothing that I'm getting from this except edification from you, the listeners, and knowing that I put my best foot forward, and I put, hey, I'm putting my honest viewpoint out here. Kyle, we got like a minute or two left, but just go ahead and put it out there.
I've always been trying to tell the truth with everything that I do. I might mess up a fact here or there. And if I do, I usually try to rectify myself. But for these people out there who knowingly lie, ooh, these are some vile vermin indeed. And they need to be called out and they need to be shunned. And it's just sickening to see them being embraced. So, hey, it was great dissecting this all here with you tonight. And I really do appreciate you having me on and all the work you do with your show, because it fills a very needed void.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you and Nick and Sean, and even though we don't all agree on like the cosmic supernatural, it doesn't matter, because it's like, look, we're all trying to grasp truth and say, hey, look, we're all not going to come to the same conclusions about the supernatural or things of this nature, but it doesn't matter. We're trying to save what's in front of our face and say, hey, wait a minute. We've got some nefarious characters trying to just transform what we're seeing in front of us on a daily basis and turning into something dark and wicked and evil and trying to blot us out.
Yes. Time literally running out. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right, Kyle. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Everybody share the show. This was a great one, another great one, and I appreciate all the listeners in Australia and Hooley's blog and Kyle over at the Renegade Tribune, Renegade Broadcasting, John at RBN. Hopefully everybody's digging the material, because if you're not, I don't know what's wrong with you. And so I know it's coming up on the last seconds, but I want to thank Ken. Ken, you kicked tail as usual, and I really love you as the board op when I'm on the air, and see you next week, hopefully.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.